This is a quick summary for Mishnah Brura Siman Resh Mem Dal, the second part of Se'if Aleph. We've seen in the Mechaber that there is a chashash of Maris Ayin when you have a non-Jew working for you and he's not taking part of the profits in anything that's easily relatable to being your property or your ownership. And therefore, we should avoid doing such out of the chashash that people will think that you hired him, Dafka, to work for you on Shabbos. Now the Ramah adds on, Va'afilu imdar ha'inam Yehudim, bein ha'inam Yehudim, even if you live amongst non-Jews, yesh lochosh la'orchem habayim sham. You have to be choshish for guests who come there. Or maybe his own family members will think that he is doing the wrong thing. Now this is something which is a little bit contradictory to what we had previously, but we'll talk about it when we get to the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat and Yodav. So now the Mechaber continues along these same lines as the Ramah. V'mhoisa ha-malacha chutz l'tchum. Let's say it's outside the city area, and there's no other similar area where people Jews are there that are doing their work, that they're hiring non-Jews to do their work. Mutter, it's mutter to ask the non-Jew to do it over there. Now, in the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Yeralef, he says that we're going to be makel by chutz l'tchum specifically when the person only has work to do there, not when the person has when the person also lives there. So it's only dafka if there's no Jews living around. If you don't live around there, but your business is there, that's when you can have a non-Jew do the malacha there for you. If it was done in a mutter way, and he's only doing it a daita denafshe. Now in the Dershu footnote over here, he asks how come earlier on we said by a private merchatz it was mutter to have the non-Jew use it or hire it out on Shabbos in a way that was mutter bekablanus. So we said that we're not choshesh because the only people who will know about it are people who live in your chatzer and it was done betzina, and they'll know, the ones who know about it will also know that it was done in the proper way. So there's no marasayin over there. So he quotes here from the Eliyahu Rabbah that when it comes to a building that is in public, we're always choshesh for marasayin, even when it comes to the guests and people who are close by. But if the area is totally private, it's a private building or something going on inside a private home, we are not choshesh from our assign of guests and family members. Continuing in the Mishnah Brura, Sivkat and Yud Gimel, we pointed out that, again, if there are no Jews in the vicinity at all, then it would be mutter. So now we say that you're allowed to, based on this whole thing, the Mishnah Brura points out that you're allowed to hire a non-Jew, but kablanus, in a way that's mutter, where he's doing it at Daita Denafshe, specifically on Shabbos. So you're allowed to have a non-Jew take out your garbage or clean up your areas of your business on Shabbos. He says, and therefore there's, and similarly, there are Jewish neighborhoods where they hire, with a flat rate, they hire non-Jews to clean the roads and to take out all the garbage cans. You know, a lot of times you go on the street, there are garbage cans there. So you have the sanitation department come around and clean up the area on Shabbos as well. And the Magen Avraham says that in general there's a klal that when something is done and it belongs to the rabbim, there is no concern of chashad. There is no marasayin issues under those circumstances. However, there are those who argue with the Magen Avraham. They say dafka the opposite, that since in this case it's an isser derabanan, it's marasayin and isser derabanan, we know that people are sometimes mezalzel in isser derabanan, and therefore we don't want to hire non-Jews to clean the streets and allow them the opportunity to do so on Shabbos, because people will think that we are dafka being mezalzel in an isser derabanan. So in terms of the logic of the Magen Avraham, and the Dershu footnote, he points out from the Nodeh Bihuda to defend the sheet of the Magen Avraham that no, the more chamur the isser is, if it's an isser daraisa, then we're more chamur when it comes to marasayin. If it's an isser derabanan, we're less chamur than it comes to marasayin, and therefore we say, if we're going to say by an isser daraisa, there's no chashad if it belongs to the masses, so too, we're certainly going to say that by an isser derabanan. And the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees, and he says it just depends on what people are going to be more lenient and lax in their observance. And last but not least, the Mishnah Brura discusses the issue allowing them to build a shul b'kablanus on Shabbos. So generally speaking, we are very makbid not to allow them to build the shul b'kablanus on Shabbos. But if we're afraid that there's going to be such a situation that the shul will not get done, or under those circumstances, then perhaps there's room to be makel. But generally speaking, if you're living in an area where the non-Jews are makbid not to allow the workers to work on their houses and their shuls on their Shabbos and Yomim Tovim on their holidays. So it would be a chil Hashem if we're going to allow people to work on our shuls, on our Shabbos and Yomim Tovim, and we would be like, it's best to refrain from such a thing.